Welcome to this month's Pulse. I'm Elizabeth Tracy.
Hi, I'm Redonda Miller, the president of the Johns Hopkins Hospital.
Redonda, this month we're talking about something that at least I think is rather interesting. The federal regulation that hospitals need to provide price lists so that people can scan those and say, hey, I can understand what this bill is about. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, you know, I can certainly understand the intention of the federal government and CMS. Price transparency is pretty key nowadays. When you think about the average American and how much each of us are spending on healthcare, and over the last 5 years, we have seen a huge rise in high deductible plans. Almost half of adults in the U.S. now have a high deductible insurance plan where they're paying $1,500 or more out of pocket before their insurance even kicks in. For some families, it's $5,000. So as a patient who one could argue is purchasing and consuming healthcare, it is really important that you understand what you're paying for and how much.
So then do these price lists that hospitals are obligated to provide help to answer that?
That is the question. As of now, CMS has mandated that hospitals put their charge master on websites and update it at least once a year. Now, if you've ever seen a charge master, it is sometimes 50,000 lines of things that you might consume in a hospital during your stay with the price beside each one of them. So they can be incredibly tedious to go through from a patient. But I think there are even more issues with them, if you don't mind if I elaborate.
Not at all. Please do.
Well, I think one of the big issues is buying healthcare is not necessarily like buying a car. So the price when you walk into a car dealer, you see a sticker price on a car, it's not necessarily the price you pay. There's a negotiation between you and the car dealer. Well, in healthcare, it's similar to some degree in the sense that the price you see on that charge master may not reflect a negotiation that occurred between an insurance company and the hospital. So that while a hospital may charge $100 for this, a contract between that hospital and insurer says the insurer only agrees to pay $50, and that's what the patient would see. So the bottom line is what you see on the price master may not be what you're actually charged via an insurance contract. And along the same lines, if we go with the car analogy, so to speak, the sticker price when you walk into a car dealer is not always all-inclusive. So you remember you go back and you want to buy the car, and oh, by the way, you need to purchase tags and a certificate, or maybe there's a warranty you need. Well, the same thing, the charge master for a procedure in a hospital is the hospital charge, but as a patient, there may also be a physician charge. So you need to remember that there are other things involved with that care, or maybe you leave the hospital and have to go to a rehabilitation stay. So there are other aspects of care not reflected online.
How are we going to answer this? Because these are certainly questions that I think as a consumer, I would want to be able to discern, hey, what am I really being charged?
I know it's a difficult question, and as a hospital president, but also as a physician myself, I would say cost isn't the entire picture because there's so much more to delivering care. So for instance, the numbers on a charge master may not reflect the quality. Is this a surgeon who has done 1,000 of these procedures and has excellent outcomes versus someone who's done one or two and the outcomes may be poor? You know, how do you put a price on that? Or the complexity. Here, I'm coming from a perspective of Johns Hopkins, where we see cases who are often the second or third time the case is being done. For instance, a simple spine surgery somewhere else may have a complication, and then they come to the Hopkins Hospital as a redo operation, which is much more complex. And then finally, there's this trust factor, a patient knowing his or her physician and that trust. So these are all added dimensions of healthcare that are hard to capture in a charge master.
What is your sense right now of the utility of these things? Because you may know that the federal government recently invited consumers to come on to a website created solely for this purpose and comment on what their experience with them has been.
I think that's where we are now. And I'm so glad that the government has asked the patient, the consumer, what he or she thinks. Because most will tell you right now they're not terribly useful to them. So how can we improve it? How can we reflect all the different elements that go into pricing healthcare? I do think we owe that to our patients. I really, really do. So we'll have to work on it. In the meantime, though, if you're a patient, I do have some advice that I could offer, and that would be ask questions. So if you see a charge on a website that you don't understand, call your insurance company and go through the details of the procedure with your insurance company so you have a true sense of what your plan covers and doesn't. And that will be a better, more realistic picture. My second piece of advice is if you see a charge or you're worried about needing a procedure and can't pay it, please call the hospital. Our finance departments offer all kinds of plans and financial assistance that we can help you work through it so that you can afford the care you need. We are prepared to help. So those would be two pieces of advice I would offer.
Those are excellent. And what would you say, in your estimation, is the timeline when all of this might actually get a little more practical?
I think the public will demand it. I don't see in the near term that out-of-pocket costs for our patients are going down by any dramatic amount. So I think our patients will demand it. And as I mentioned, they deserve it. I'm hopeful the timeline will be measured over the next year or two and not more than that.
Excellent. Thank you so very much. That's this month's Pulse.
Thank you.